Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. I want to talk today about what makes a great logo. Yes, I know this is a podcast and you're listening online somewhere and there are no visuals. So perhaps this is going to be challenging, but I think you'll see afterwards that when we talk about the characteristics of great logos, you can visualize them yourself and we don't need any visual media to go with it. One of my all-time favorite logos, in fact, I think it might be at the top of my list, is FedEx. It's simple, it's clean, it hasn't changed over many years. And did you know that it has a hidden arrow inside the FedEx logo? Maybe you've noticed, but maybe you haven't. In between the E and the X is a white space design of an arrow moving forward. This is a subtle and excellent design that is suggestive of FedEx's core service to move things, to deliver things, to move forward. And once you see this white space arrow, trust me, you'll never look at the FedEx logo again the same way. We're also, of course, lucky that if you're listening to this in your car or you're at the office, you probably don't have to look too far to find a FedEx truck or a FedEx envelope and take a look at that logo. What are some of the attributes that all great logos have in common? One thing is, can they stand on their own? Do they need no explanation, basically? Sometimes this means the logo is just a design with no words, like the Apple logo. But it's okay if it has words, as long as, again, it is conveying a meaning about the brand and about the products and services. Using white space, as I mentioned with the FedEx logo, is a great design trick. Other great logo elements are things that suggest what the product does. Here's another example of that. The Amazon logo is suggestive of a few things. If you look at the Amazon logo carefully, the little curved arrow line underneath the wording Amazon could represent a smile, which of course means happy customers. It also goes from the A to the Z in the word Amazon. And so it's suggestive, subtly, of carrying all things from A to Z. A logo, just like a brand name, needs to be unique in a particular industry of goods or services. It is more easy to have a unique logo design in that there may be, for example, many restaurants that have a logo design that features a flower in it. So it's the degree of uniqueness is quite a bit different as it is when it comes to analyzing words side by side when you're looking at logos. I also want to mention that in recent years, the trend among logos has been for much simpler, much sleeker designs. And this is driven by the fact that so many logos now are reproduced over and over again on small mobile screens and through electronic transmissions where every millisecond might count and a more complex design may be harder to see on a small screen or image. So in recent years, brands like Netflix, Airbnb, and many others have updated their logos to make them simpler and sleeker so that they reproduce smaller, more easily, and more clear. Finally, I want to leave you with three other logos that I think are terrific and tremendous and form good examples of what to look for in a memorable logo design. The first one is the Rolling Stones. When you think of the Rolling Stones, if you're like me, you think of their tongue-out lip logo design. This design is not only one of the most famous in rock and roll, it could be one of the most famous logos around the world, given how successful the Rolling Stones have been for so long. It's unique, it's fun, and it captures the attitude of the Rolling Stones and their music so well that it just goes perfect hand in hand with the band. Another great logo design is the Washington Capitals hockey team. Now, this one's not as well known as the Rolling Stones, of course, but if you look at the Washington Capitals primary logo design, it is a eagle, but the colors of the wings of the eagle make a subtle W for Washington. And then also the interior, or the bottom of the eagle, forms the silhouette of the Washington Capitol, the top of the rotunda and the spire of the Washington Capitol. So again, this is a creative use of white space to form a suggestive connection here between the design and Washington, D.C., where the Washington Capitals hockey team is based. A final example of a great logo comes from a client. Over the years, many of the trademark applications I've filed have been for logo designs. You can look for my other podcast talking about protecting logos versus words and why it's important to protect a logo, but how it's different from protecting a brand name in itself. But this final example comes from my client, Bouquet Bar. Bouquet Bar is a sleek, high-end gift flower and delivery service, and their logo is a stylized flower design that is formed from lowercase letter B's. So I think it's six B's arranged in a circle that is suggestive of a flower and its petals, and that's a creative design to reinforce their name, Bouquet Bar, and reinforce their services, which involve flowers. And it's also a creative, unique design that really stands out when you see it. If you have a logo that's worth protecting and you'd like to discuss it, reach out to me and let's schedule a call. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.